إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek refuge in Allah from the evil which is in ourselves, and we seek refuge in Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. And whoever Allah chooses to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the worship of Allah and his final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدى هدى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the best guidance is the guidance of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. وَإِنَّ شَرَّ الْأُمُورِ مُحْدَثَاتُهَا. The most evil affairs are those matters which people have innovated and introduced into Islam. فَإِنَّ كُلَّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ. Every innovated matter is a bid'ah. وَكُلَّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ. And every bid'ah is misguidance. وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. And every misguidance only leads to the fire. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. Verily Allah subhanahu, He honored Bani Adam. He honored the humans above all other creation. And He has honored us through different blessings and in different ways. He mentioned, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَم. That verily we have honored Bani Adam, the humans. وَحَمَلْنَاهُمْ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحَرِ. And we have carried them throughout the land and the sea. وَرَزَقْنَاهُمْ مِنَ الطَّيِّبَاتِ. And we have provided for them from the good, pure matters. وَفَضَّلْنَاهُمْ عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا تَفْضِيلًا. And we have preferred the humans, made them better than much of what we have created. So from the types in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored us as humans is in our creation, our appearance. That from all His creation, He made the humans with the best appearance. Like He said, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Verily, we have created insan, the humans, in the best shape or the best appearance. And also Allah has honored us and made us better that He has given us clothing which we wear. And He has provided for us halal and tayyib which we eat. He said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُلُوا مِن طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. He said, O people of Iman, eat from the pure, good, halal things which we have provided for you. وَشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ. And show shukr and gratitude to Allah. And also one of the ways which Allah has honored us and made us better and distinguished over other creatures is through the aql, the mind, the intellect, the ability to think, the ability to make informed decisions, to have emotions. So this aql, this thinking, this intelligence, through this Allah has made us better than other creatures and other animals. And the reason why we have been given this aql is so we can understand Islam, understand what our Lord is saying to us, and also convey the message of Islam. So notice, the mountains, they don't convey the message of Islam because they have no aql. Yet Allah also created the mountains, and the heavens and the earth, they don't convey the message of Islam because they don't have aql. However, humans, We have taken it upon ourselves to convey this message of Islam. Because Allah gave us this aql. And this is what Allah mentioned in the Quran. Inna aradna al-amanata ala as-samawati wal-ard. That verily, we showed the trust to the heavens and to the earth, wal-jibal, and to the mountains as well. Fa'abayna an yahmilnaha. And they refused in front of Allah, the heavens and the earth and the mountains. When Allah gave them the choice that do you want to convey the message of Islam? Do you want to fulfill this trust? They refused. وَأَشْفَقْنَا مِنْهَا. And they were too scared to carry this great message of Islam. Then Allah said, وَحَمَلَهَا الْإِنسَانِ. However, insan, he took this trust upon himself to carry and convey this message. So this aql which Allah has given us, by this a person is able to distinguish between good and bad, between good and evil. By the aql, a person is able to distinguish between that which is beneficial and that which is harmful. By the aql of a person, one is able to understand the commandments of Allah and the prohibitions of the Sharia. Through a person's aql, a person understands a question and how to respond to this question and where his benefits are and where the harms are. So all of this is because of the aql which Allah has given a person. And therefore, if the aql, the intelligence or the mind of a person, it is lost, then he becomes just like any other animal. In fact, worse than the animals. Because the animals, even without a complete aql, they're able to realize certain things. But the human being, when the aql is taken away, understands nothing. Doesn't know good from evil and benefit from harm. And this is what Allah said in the Quran. أَمْ تَحْسَبُ أَنَّ أَكْثَرَهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ أَوْ يَعْقِلُونَ. He said, or do you think that many of them, they hear or they think, إِنْهُمْ إِلَّا كَالْأَنْعَامِ. They are only like the cattle. Meaning they don't hear, they don't think, they don't contemplate, they don't use their aql. So therefore they are like the animals, the cattle. And then Allah said, بَلْ هُمْ أَضَّلْ. Rather they are worse than the cattle. They are more misguided than the animals. And because of this aql, because of the importance of a person's mind, and that Allah has honored a human being with the aql, and Allah has distinguished the humans from the animals through a free, complete aql, for this reason, Allah forbade the humans to consume anything or take anything which plays with a person's aql or diminishes a person's intellect. Because this aql, this intellect, is a great ni'mah, a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this aql we have been distinguished. And if this aql goes, then a person becomes like an animal, or balhum adal, worse than the animals. So therefore any product, any drink, any food, any substance which is going to spoil a person's aql, intoxicate a person's mind, is haram in the Sharia. And this is why khamar, intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, why it has been made haram. And every type of khamar. So when we say khamar, it's not only alcohol. Rather, every type of intoxicant, including the drugs, all of them are haram in Islam. Why? Because they mess up a person's intellect. And Allah said in the Quran, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O people of Iman, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ. Verily, al-khamr, intoxicants, and gambling, وَالْأَنصَابُ وَالْأَزْلَامُ. And ansab. And ansab were the idols of jahiliyyah that people used to slaughter their animals in front of. وَالْأَزْلَامُ. And also another action of ashirk. He said, رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. That all of it is filth. All of it is filth from the actions of a shaytan. فَاجْتَنِبُوا. So stay away from it. Stay away from the drugs. Stay away from the intoxicants. Stay away from alcohol. and gambling and a shirk, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, perhaps you will be successful. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ, through these actions, what does shaitan want? أَنْ يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ, he wants to afflict you with animosity and hatred. فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, due to intoxicants and gambling. وَيَصُدُّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, and he stops you through these intoxicants and through this gambling from remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ, and he prevents you from as-salah. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ, so will you stop? Why don't you stay away from these actions? And contemplate this ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned four things. He said, al-khamr, intoxicants, wal-maysir, and gambling on one side. On the other side, al-ansab wal-azlam. He mentioned shirk, actions of a shirk. So in a single ayah, Allah mentioned these things together. Intoxicants and a shirk. Because how evil both of them are. And how much it destroys society. And destroys a person's akhirah. And the dangers of both of these actions, they're brought together. Like, for example, Allah mentions his rights and the rights of the parents together because of how important they both are. Like this, Allah mentioned intoxicants and a shirk together because of how dangerous they are. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Man laqiya Allah wa huwa mudminul khamar, whoever meets Allah and he's addicted to intoxicants, لَقِيَهُ كَعَابِدِ وَثَنِمْ, then he meets Allah as if he's worshipping an idol, I upon kufr and ashirk. This is how he meets Allah, because of how dangerous both of these matters are. And also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, these intoxicants, alcohol, drugs, illegal substances, he described them as being Ummul Khaba'ith, the mother of all evils, the core of all evils in these intoxicants. He said, Ijtanibul Khamr, stay away from Al Khamr, fa innaha miftahu kulli sharrin, because this is the key to all evil. Intoxicants are the key to all evil. And Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he stood in front of the people and he gave them a sermon in which he warned them against drinking alcohol and intoxicants. He said, Ayyuhan nas, O people, ijtanimul khamr, stay far away from intoxicants, fa innaha ummul khaba'ith, because this alcohol, this drinking, this is ummul khaba'ith, this is the core of all evil. He said, wallahi, by Allah, la yajtami'u al-iman wa idmanul khamr fi qalbi rajulin, that drinking alcohol, intoxicants, and iman never comes together in the heart of a person. Illa awshaka ahaduhuma an yukhrija sahiba, except that one of them will exit the other. If a person has iman, then he doesn't take drugs and intoxicants. And if a person takes drugs and intoxicants and drinks alcohol, then this removes the iman from his heart. So look how khamr is described in Islam. Miftahu kulli shar, the key to all evil, the door to all evil. Ummul khaba'ith, the core and the mother of all impurities. Everything which is bad is in intoxicants and alcohol. And this is the same for the one who sells alcohol, buys alcohol, distributes drugs, gets people addicted to drugs. Also, that person is miftahu kulli shar, the key to all evil. That person, ummul khaba'ith, is the core of all impurities because of the destruction which comes upon the Muslim society or the community. And as I mentioned, when we say the word khamr, we shouldn't think this only refers to drinking alcohol. Rather, every type of intoxicant is meant by the word al-khamr. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, "Kullu muskirin khamr." That everything and anything which intoxicates a person's mind, it is al-khamr. Wa kullu muskirin haram. And every intoxicating substance is haram. And for this reason, because of how dangerous these matters are, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned that Allah sends his la'na, his curse, upon alcohol and 10 people who are involved with intoxicants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he curses intoxicants, and then he curses 10 people who are attached to the process of al-khamr. He said, "Asiraha," the one who makes the alcohol, ferments the alcohol. "Wa mu'tasiraha," and the one who supplies the fruit to be fermented, to make alcohol, to make wine, is cursed by Allah. "Wa sharibaha," and the one who drinks it is cursed by Allah. "Wa hamilaha," and the one who carries it is cursed by Allah. "Wal mahmulata ilay," and the one for whom it is carried is also cursed. "Wa saqiyaha," and the one who pours the drink is cursed by Allah. "Wa ba'i'aha," and the one who sells this drink is cursed by Allah. "Wa akila thamaniha," and the one who eats its the money, the wage, the one who takes a wage from buying and selling alcohol and intoxicants is cursed by Allah. "Wal mushtari laha," wal mushtara laha, and the one who buys the drink and the one for whom it is bought, all of these people, the la'na of Allah is upon them. The curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is upon them. Anybody with any connection to khamar, alcohol, wine, intoxicants, drugs, all of these people are cursed in this hadith. And worse than this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that the one who drinks alcohol whilst he is drinking is not a believer, is not a mu'min. He said in the hadith in Sahih Bukhari and Muslim, "La yazni yazani hina yazni wa huwa mu'min," that the one who commits adultery whilst he is committing adultery is not a mu'min. "Wala yasriqu al-sariq hina yasriq wa huwa mu'min," and the one who steals whilst he is stealing is not a mu'min. And then he said, "Wala yashrabu al-khamr hina yashrabuha wa huwa mu'min," and the one who drinks alcohol or takes intoxicants whilst he is taking these intoxicants is not a mu'min, not a person of iman, not a believer. The person who drinks alcohol or is intoxicated by these substances, his salah is not accepted for 40 days, and yet he still has to pray his salah. So the obligation remains upon him, and yet for 40 days the salah is not accepted from this person. In fact, in a hadith which is very severe, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned that Allah prevents four people from entering into Jannah. He said, "Arba'atun haqqun 'ala Allahi alla yudkhilahum al-jannah," that there are four people that Allah has taken it upon himself that they do not enter into Jannah. "Wa la yudhiqahum ni'maha," and neither does Allah allow them to taste the delight of paradise. He said, "Mudminul khamr," the one who is addicted to al-khamr, intoxicants. "Wa akilur riba," and the one who eats riba, takes riba, sells riba, involved in a riba. "Wa akilu malil yatim," and the one who consumes the wealth of the orphan. "Wal aqli walidayhi," and the one who is disobedient to his parents. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has taken it upon himself that these people do not enter into Jannah. Allah has taken it upon himself that they do not taste anything from the sweetness of Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he also prophesied that a time will come later on, and maybe this is the time. And in this time, people will do matters which are haram, but they will justify them by changing the name. He said, "لَيَكُونَنَّ قَوْمٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي," that from my ummah, from the Muslims, there will be a group of people, "يَسْتَحِلُّونَ الْحَرْ وَالْحَرِيرِ," والخمر والمعازف. And they will justify adultery, and they will justify men wearing silk, and they will justify intoxicants, and they will justify music. How? By changing the name, giving it a different name. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لا يشربن ناس من أمتي الخمر يسمونها بغير اسمها. That people from my ummah, they will drink alcohol, take these intoxicants, but give it a different name. Just because the name is changed, the reality is still the same. It is still al-khamr, and the person is still cursed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the person does not taste the sweetness of Jannah. A person might ask, but Allah told us in the Quran that in Jannah there is also al-khamr. So if there is al-khamr in Jannah, then why is it haram in this dunya? And it is true. In ayat in the Quran, Allah mentions the reward which is in Jannah, which is al-khamr. However, the khamr of Jannah is not the khamr of this world. So the khamr of this world, it is khabith, impure. As for the khamr of the akhirah of Jannah, it is pure and good. Here it harms a person. There it is beneficial for a person. Here it intoxicates the mind of a person. There it does not intoxicate a person. And also, the one who drinks the khamr in this dunya will never be able to drink the khamr of the akhirah. This Allah also mentioned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ رِزْقٌ مَعْلُومٌ. That those people, i.e. the people of Jannah, they will have the provisions which are promised. فَوَاكِه, fruits. وَهُمْ مُكْرَمُونَ, and they will be honored. فِي جَنَّاتِ النَّعِيمِ, in Jannat, which are places of happiness. عَلَى سُرُرٍ مُتَقَابِلِينَ, sitting on thrones, facing each other. يُطَافُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِكَأْسٍ مِّن مَعِينَ, and glasses will be brought to them containing this drink. بَيْضَى, white and pure. لَذَّةٍ لِلشَّارِبِينَ, extremely good and tasteful for those who are drinking. لَا فِيهَا غَوْلٍ, it doesn't contain any impurities. وَلَا هُمْ عَنْهَا يُنْزَفُونَ, and neither will they be intoxicated because of these drinks. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ شَرِبَ الْخَمْرَ فِي الدُّنْيَا, whoever drinks the khamr of the dunya, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُبْ مِنْهَا, and then does not make tawbah, repentance from it, حُرِمَهَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ, will be prevented from the khamr of the akhirah. Ibadallahi ikhwatul iman, if these ahadith and these severe warnings are regarding al-khamr, wine and alcohol. And wine and alcohol, it is fermented from or made from dates and fruit, grapes and barley. So if these severe warnings are regarding them, then how about drugs and other substances which intoxicate a person, which are worse than al-khamr, more severe in its effect, destroy a person's life, destroy a person's livelihood, destroy a person's emotional wellness, his mental capacity, destroy a person's family, destroy societies and communities. So if the one who drinks and sells and distributes alcohol is cursed, then how about the one who does the same with drugs and intoxicating substances? Ibadallahi ikhwatul iman, the taking of drugs, the distributing of drugs and being around drug dealers, having an income which is based upon haram, this isn't from the qualities of a Muslim. Rather, Muslim lives the life which is dignified, a life of integrity, a life which is a good example to others, income which is pure, a life of innocence, learning, education, working hard. And this is what Allah orders with. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ, verily Allah orders with justice. وَالْإِحْسَانِ, and doing good. وَإِيْتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى, and giving to the relatives. وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَى, and Allah warns against fahsha, immorality. وَالْمُنْكَرِ, and Allah warns against evil. وَالْبَغِي, and Allah warns against oppression. يَعِذُكُمْ, Allah reminds you, Allah admonishes you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ, so you may remember, you may take a lesson. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه يغفر لكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. عباد الله إخوة الإيمان. Allah سبحانه وتعالى, He has made the طيبات, the good pure things halal for us. And He has made the khaba'ith, the impure things, the harmful things haram upon us. And al-khamr, alcohol, intoxicants, drugs, they are ummul khaba'ith. They are the core of all khaba'ith and the key to all evil because of the devastating effect they have on a person. So much so that if a person becomes intoxicated, may kill his own family member, may commit a zina or steal or start gambling or oppress others, divorce his family, lose his wealth, lose his honor, sell his dignity. Stops remembering Allah, stops as-salah, perhaps even leaves al-Islam. And this is why Allah called these substances rijsum min amali shaytan, filth and impurity from the handiwork of a shaytan. Ikhwat al-Iman, and also in our Muslim communities, there's a big problem that many people don't want to discuss. And that is the rising or increasing culture of drinking and taking drugs and selling drugs on our streets, in our communities, our families, our children, their lives are being wrecked by this problem. But the problem is that nobody wants to talk about it. Family members who are dealing in drugs, but the family won't say anything. A son who is bringing money from drugs yet doesn't work, but the parents don't want to say anything. Donations coming into some masajid from drugs, from riba, from alcohol, from news agents, but they won't refuse to accept the donations. And this ignorance only causes more and more problems for our community. And also the masajid and the committees of the masajid. A total lack of concern for the society, as if the masjid is only a place for salah and only a place to give condolences to their dead. As for the issues which are affecting the ones who are living and your children and our children, then no concern for them. Because this is a masjid for salah and condolences. And what's happening around here, people are dying, we'll give them condolences after they have died. As for doing something to help them away from this destruction, then this is not why the masjid has been built. And therefore the mosques as well, the imams, the teachers, the committees, they have to fulfill their responsibility, investing to solve these problems, money, skills, time, to solve the problems of society. Because we're not living anymore in 1980s, where the masjid was a place for prayer. Now society has changed, and our families are being destroyed. And therefore the masajid have to also stand up. And the figures with regards to Muslims drinking and drugs and the prison population is startling. The Ministry of Justice, they said that just in 10 years, in the past 10 years, the number of Muslim inmates have doubled. So 10 years ago, there was under 5,500. Now there are over 12,000 in only 10 years. They said that as a population of this country, we are only 4.7%. As a population of this country, we are only 4.7%. But as a representation of the prisons, we are over 14%. Three, four times as much. And in some jails, a third of the inmates are Muslim. Some even more. So Whitemore Prison in Cambridgeshire, 43% of the inmates are Muslims. And Feltham Prison in London, 33% of the population of the inmates are Muslim. In this country, one in every 20 person is a Muslim. Yet in the prisons, one in every 7 inmate is a Muslim. Why are these problems there? There's many causes. Poor education, that's the cause of these problems.
problems finding jobs, unemployment, the breakdown of family. When somebody leaves the drugs, where does he turn to? Which masjid does he go? Who's going to help him integrate? Fathers who are absent from the lives of their sons, working day and night, yet absent from the lives of his son. Families who know and accept what is happening. Your son doesn't work, and yet he renovates your house for £20,000. Where's the money come from? From drugs. And you know it, and your neighbors know it, and yet it is accepted. And also the mosques, the committees, not fulfilling their responsibility, not investing money and resources in trying to solve these problems. And for evil to grow, it only takes for the people of goodness to remain silent. For evil to grow and spread, it only takes for the people of goodness to remain silent. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma izla Islam wal muslimin. اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أذل الشرك والمشركين اللهم دمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها مولاها اللهم أصلح ذات بيننا وألف بين قلوبنا واهدنا سبل السلام اللهم بارك لنا في أسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا وأزواجنا وذرياتنا وأموالنا واجعلنا مباركين أينما كنا اللهم اطهرنا اللهم اطهر بيوتنا من الشرور والفساد من الخمور والمخدرات اللهم احفظ علينا ديننا اللهم احفظ علينا إسلامنا اللهم اعصمنا من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الكفر اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الشرك اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النفاق وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا وسلم وأقم الصلاة.